Ostatnio słyszeliśmy Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajagatari Ashtatara Ostatnio słyszeliśmy Bhaktivedanta Saraswati ki Ananti Koti Vaishnavinda ki Shri Shri Radhakun Shashamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan ki Haridas Thakur ki Mayapur Dham ki Navadvip Dham ki Bhakti Devi ki. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 5, Verse 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 2, final instructions to Maharaj Parikrit. Tvam tu Rajan Marishyeti. Pashu Buddham Imam Jahi. Najata Pragabhuto Dya. Gehavatvam Nanakshatyasi. Tvam tu Rajan Marishyeti. Pashu Buddham Imam Jahi. Najata Pragabhuto Dya. Dehavatvam Nanakshasi. Tvam tu Rajan Marishyeti. Pashu Buddham Imam Jahi. Najata Pragabhuto Dya. Teha Vatam Nanakshasi. Tvam tu Rajan Marishyeti. Pashu Buddham Imam Jahi. Najata Pragabhuto Dya. Deha Vatram Nanakshasi. Tvam tu Rajan Marishyeti. Pashu Buddham Imam Jahi. Najata Pragabhuto Dya. Deha Vatram Nanakshasi. Tvam tu Rajan Marishyeti. Pashu Buddham Imam Jahi. Najata Pragabhuto Dya. Deha Vatvam Nanakshasi. Tvam tu Rajan Marishyeti. Pashu Buddham Imam Jahi. Najata Pragabhuto Dya. Deha Vatvam Nanakshasi. Tvam tu Rajan Marishyeti. Pashu Buddham Imam Jahi. Najata Pragabhuto Dya. Deha Vatvam Nanakshasi. Tvam tu Rajan Marishyeti. Pashu Buddham Imam Jahi. Najata Pragabhuto Dya. Deha Vatvam Nanakshasi. Pamdu Rajan Marisyati Pasha Budam Nimam Jahi Rajata Pagad Bhutta Vya Deha Vatram Nanakshasi Twam You Two Vat Rajan, O King, Amirisye, I am about to die. Iti, thus thinking, Pashu Buddhim, animalistic mentality. Imam, this. Jahi, give up. Na, not. Jata, born. Prak, previously. Abhuta, non-existent. Adya, today. Dehavat, like the body. Twam, you. Nanakshasi, will not be destroyed. Translation by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. O King, give up the animalistic mentality of thinking, I am going to die. And like the body, you have not taken birth. There was not a time in the past when you did not exist, and you are not about to be destroyed. So repeat, please. O King, give up the animalistic mentality of thinking, I am going to die. And like the body, you have not taken birth. There was not a time in the past when you did not exist. And you are not about to be destroyed. Purport. At the end of the first canto, 1.19.15, King Prickett stated, Tammo pajatam pradiyanto vipra Gangacha devi dhiti chittamishe Vijo pashvishta kukakas takshakova Tashvate tam gayata vishnudhata. O Brahmanas, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way. For I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. Even before hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, King Prickett was a Mahabhagavat, a great and pure devotee of Lord Krishna. There was actually no animalistic fear of death within the king, but for our sake, Shukadeva Goswami speaking very strongly to his disciple, just as Lord Krishna speaks strongly to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. So, a bit of an unfortunate circumstance is where Maharaj Prickett, the king, had been traveling around his kingdom, just checking on everything, and he came to a hermitage where a great yogi was meditating. So he was meditating and he was in such a deep trance when Maharaj Prickett came to visit the ashram. And generally the etiquette is that when someone comes to visit, what do you do? If someone comes to visit, what is one of the things you would do? Go, Paul. You greet them. And what are some of the ways you would greet them? That's correct. Yes, again. Right. Okay, give him a seat, you offer him some water. Yes. And give him some prasadam. If you can't afford prasadam, which sometimes happens, then water was sufficient. But in this case, the yogi was in such deep meditation that he didn't respond at all. So Maharaj Prickett, he was kind of annoyed at the whole circumstance. So he kind of got loud about it, you know, but still the yogi didn't come out of his trance. So he saw a dead snake, he picked it up and he put it around Maharaj Prickett and he left just like that. So when the yogi's son came, Sringi, he was like, what? He was totally disturbed by it. And he was so disturbed by it that Maharaj Prickett would do that to him. And even he was saying, how dare he? We're Brahmanas and he's a Kshatriya, and how dare he insult my father like that? So he cursed Maharaj Prickett. I curse you to die within 7 days. So a Brahmin's curse, you know, was very, very powerful. Although it does say that because Maharshi Parikshit was so powerful, he could have adjusted things so that he didn't have to accept the curse. But he didn't do that. He thought, okay, I've been cursed, and I'm just going to accept this curse. I'm just going to let it happen. So here we have, in this particular verse, they're saying, there's never was there a time you did not exist. So there's a Bhagavad Gita verse, na tuveham jitu nasam, na tom nemi janaripa, na chayavava, pavishama sarve jayataparam, that never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall we ever cease to be. So that means that we're always going to continue. Even at when there's death, it means the soul goes on. So Maharshi Parikshit, he was very, very intelligent, and he knew that. Right from the very beginning of his life, Maharshi Parikshit, there was trouble, because there was the whole battle of Kurukshetra, the war with the Pandavas and the Kauravas, and you know, already so many people have been killed, all Draupadi's sons have been killed, and Ashwatthama, he actually threw a weapon at Uttara, which is Maharshi Parikshit's mother, to kill Maharshi Parikshit while he was in the womb. This was the last, like, surviving male of the dynasty. So he wanted to kill him, and Uttara knew that, and so she was calling out to Krishna, like, help, help me, help me. So Krishna did. Krishna sent his Sudarshan, and he completely covered the embryo of the unborn baby. He covered it to protect Maharshi Parikshit, so the Brahmastra couldn't destroy him. And Maharshi Parikshit, he was so fortunate that at this time in the embryo, he was able to see Krishna. He could see Krishna. So he was so entranced with that vision of the Lord that when he came out of the womb, guess what he was doing? You know what he was doing? Yes? He was looking everywhere for Krishna. In fact, Parikshit, when he was born, there were so many people there, and they could tell that he was looking for something. They gave him the name Parikshit, which means the examiner. He was always like looking for Krishna, like, kid, not here, not here, not him, not her, not, just always looking for Krishna. So now, at this time, he's going to really be serious about leaving. He knows he's going to leave his body. And how many people get that notice? You know, how many people know when they're going to die? Like, if we knew we only had 7 days to die, we'd probably really get serious, right? So that's what happened to Maharshi Parikshit. Prabhupada says, not only do we not know that we have 7 days today, we don't even know if we have 7 minutes or 7 seconds or, you know, 7 hours. So we have no idea when it's going to happen. So that's why it's so important to be Krishna conscious, which Maharshi Parikshit, he was an incredible king. He was such an incredible king that all of his constituents, they were so happy. They felt so safe that there were no rogues and thieves around, because they knew that Maharshi Parikshit would immediately take care of them. He would destroy them. So when the yogi, when Sringi, who cursed Maharshi Parikshit, when the father heard that he cursed him, he was like, what kind of a blunder have you done? What have you done? This king is he's such an amazing king. And now you're going to cause trouble for the entire society. So he was very upset by it. But again, Maharshi Parikshit didn't want things to be changed. He just decided to accept it and go on with it. So this is the time when Sukadeva Goswami comes to speak the Bhagavatam. And actually, Sukadeva Goswami, he becomes completely purified by speaking the Bhagavatam. Maharshi Parikshit becomes completely purified by hearing the Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada says, when the time of death comes, it doesn't matter how rich you are, it doesn't matter how many friends you have, it doesn't matter who your parents are, it doesn't matter how intelligent you are. All that matters is what? What matters at the time of death? Any other hands? Did you want to say? No. Go ahead, Gopal. Yeah, that we think of Krishna. That's what matters at the time of death, because whatever state of mind when you leave this body, that's the state that you attain. So Maharaj Prickett, he had practiced a lot during his life. He was a devotee all during his life. And we find that these great devotees, they always practice. Like Prabhupada makes the point that Maharaj Prickett, when he was very young, he played with Krishna dolls. And Prabhupada says, he used to call him, this one young devotee at the time, a Dwarkadish. He called him Mr. Dwarkadish. Even he, just like Maharaj Prickett, he had dolls to play with, you know? So how many people here do their parents give them Jagannath dolls and maybe Radhakrishna dolls? How many people had those when they were old? So many of you. And even if you didn't have dolls, how many people had deities or still have deities that they helped to care for? So that's really special. Like Prabhupada was saying, how special this was that Dwarkadish Das had this opportunity. So you also have had this incredible birth, this incredible opportunity that's still going on, where you take care of your deities. Maybe you make an offering. Maybe you dress them every day or offer flowers every day. Maybe you change the water. But all of this is preparing you for a lifetime of being able to remember Krishna, because it takes practice. I don't know if some of you remember Prahlad Maharaj and how Prahlad, when he was getting all his friends together to dance and chant, and one of the friends had a comment to make about that. He said, "Oh, Prahlad." Does anybody remember what he said? "Oh, come on, Prahlad.
Let's play. We can take up Krishna consciousness
some
other day."
Yeah, we're just little boys. We don't have to do it now. You know, we'll do it later, tomorrow. You know, isn't that a great time to do things, tomorrow and later? Like one of my favorite times to do things, tomorrow or later. But anyway, so that's how the little boys felt. And maybe that's how you feel sometimes. Oh, I don't have to be that serious. I've got my whole life ahead of me. Who knows? You know, death is a long time away. That's part of the illusion. But we have to practice. Just like if you want to become a great expert at martial arts, what do you have to do? You have to practice. Everything that you want, if you want to become a doctor, you have to go to so many years of school, a nurse, a fireman. Everything that you do, it takes time and it takes practice. So if we're going to become good at it, then we have to really put our energy into it. So Maharaj Prickett has this great event that's looming over him, this snake bird. And I was looking up a little bit about the snake bird. It's like a very, very scary thing. And it said, when the snake bird was on his way to kill Maharaj Prickett, a devotee named Kasyapa, actually, his plan was to take the poison off Tataksha so it wouldn't kill Maharaj Prickett. But Tataksha knew this. That was the name of the snake. So he decided that he did a shape-shifting thing. He transformed his form into a brahmana. And so he just flattered Kasyapa. So Kasyapa kind of forgot all about it, and the snake bird just continued on his way. So this was all very, very frightening, but Maharaj Prickett wasn't at all frightened by the event. In fact, Maharaj Prickett, because so many sages and saintly people, rishis, came to see Maharaj Prickett, said they came because they knew that Maharaj Prickett was going to go back to Godhead. They knew that this is going to be a very auspicious occasion. And Prabhupada said something really amazing, that there was interplanetary communication. And Prabhupada said that there's a direct line between Krishna, the demigods, and the devotees. And when Krishna and the demigods, when they see the devotees struggling, when they see the devotee, a devotee has a big test. When he sees that happening, they give adidaivic powers to the devotee to help him pass the test. I thought that was so incredible. It was so enlivening for me to think that, because sometimes you might be in a situation where you're going through a test and you might think that you're all alone. But no, the demigods are watching. And they're seeing, oh, this devotee, this is a difficult test that he's going through, but I'm going to help him. And he just gives you the presence of mind and the strength and the determination to be able to go through it. So that's what was happening at this time. And even though such a difficult situation, Prabhupada says he was blessed. Maharaj Prickett was blessed by the so-called curse of a Brahmin boy. So many things are like that. Sometimes difficult things happen in our life, and it's so discouraging and disturbing, things that we don't want to happen. But actually, because we are devotees, Krishna, he makes a special arrangement for things to happen just to help us come closer to him. So I was also doing a little research on Narada Muni, because I was trying to make this understandable for young boys and young girls, not make it seem like it was something that was intangible, something you couldn't really do. So Narada Muni, he only had his mother. His father, I don't know if his father died, I don't really know what happened to his father. But he was there in a ashram with his mother, and his mother would wash the clothes of the sages and, you know, serve them very nicely. So Narada Muni, he would help his mother. He would help his mother do that. And he would sometimes see that the sages hadn't taken all the prasadam, they left their remnants there. So Narada Muni, he asked them, "Is it okay if I eat your remnants?" And the sages were so happy. They were like, "Yes, yes, please. Please take our remnants." So Narada Muni, he took them. And Narada Muni said, just by eating the remnants, that his sins were eradicated. And he started developing a faith for Krishna consciousness, started developing some shraddha for Krishna consciousness. And here he was able to hear the sages. He was able to listen to everything that they had to say. So then what happened is one evening, his mother, Narada Muni's mother, she was out milking a cow. And while she was milking the cow, a snake came and bit her. So this snake biting, it goes on. It even goes on in present day. So here's Narada Muni. His mother died. And Prabhupada explains that Narada, he was bound by that tie of affection. So we all have those ties, don't we? We love our mother. We love our father. We love our friends. We love our brothers. We love our sisters. So many people that we love. We have that affection for them. And that's a natural thing to have. But, you know, when something happens and that object of our affection isn't there anymore, it's very, very painful. And Prabhupada says some people, they decry, you know, like, why did this happen to me? Why did I have to lose my father? Why did I have to lose my mother? Why did my child die? You know, it's not fair. It's not fair. But Narada Muni, because he had heard so attentively from the sages, he thought, Krishna is arranging this just for me. Because, you know, we tend to take shelter of the people that care for us. He said, the mother, she thought of herself as my maintainer. She thought she was my maintainer. She thought she was my protector. But at the time of death, she couldn't protect Narada Muni anymore. She couldn't help Narada Muni anymore. So at that time, Narada Muni realized that Krishna had something special planned for him. So Narada Muni decided he was going to travel. So he traveled through all different towns and cities and hermitages, forests and jungles. He was a Parvajakacharya, someone who just went and traveled and preached and listened. And Narada Muni became such an enlightened person that ultimately people began to take shelter of Narada Muni. Of course, when Narada Muni finally left his body, he explains the experience. He says that death for him, it was like lightning and illumination, you know, that he was able to give up his body with no difficulty. And many devotees, nurses and doctors who have been there when our devotees leave their bodies, they have made the comment that, you know, I've never seen anybody leave so peacefully. But that's because devotees have practiced and they've done their homework, and they are peaceful with their situation. They're meditating on the Lord and they're able to leave. So these are the great examples we have of people who have practiced and who have taken shelter of the Lord. So I wanted to read one verse from the Bhagavad Gita that I really love this verse. It's from the 9th chapter, verse 17, where Krishna says, "I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support, and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier, and the syllable Om. I am also the Rig, the Sama, and the Yajurvedas." Purport: the entire cosmic manifestations, moving and non-moving, are manifested by different activities of Krishna's energy. In the material existence, we create different relationships with different living entities who are nothing but Krishna's marginal energy under the creation of Prakriti, material nature. Some of them appear as our father, some appear as our mother, some appear as our grandfather, our creator, but actually they're parts and parcels of Krishna. As such, these living entities who appear to be our father, mother, etc., are nothing but Krishna. But that was really amazing. You're all Krishna, you know, and our mothers and fathers, they're all Krishna. So when we see things like that, first of all, we can have a lot of respect for every living being. We know that Krishna's in the heart, and we know that these are special people that have come into our lives to help us be able to... Krishna's making it arranged for us to come closer to him. As such, in this verse, the word Datta means creator. Not only are our father and mother parts and parcels of Krishna, but the creator, grandmother, and grandfather, etc., are also Krishna. Actually, any living entity being part and parcel of Krishna is Krishna. All the Vedas, therefore, aim only toward Krishna. Whatever you want to know through the Vedas is but a progressive step toward understanding Krishna. That subject matter which helps us purify our constitutional position is especially Krishna. Similarly, the living entity who is inquisitive to understand all Vedic principles is also part and parcel of Krishna, and as such is also Krishna. In all the Vedic mantras, the word Om, called Pranava, is a transcendental sound vibration and is also Krishna. And because in all the hymns of the four Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Riga, and Atharva, the Pranava or Omkara is very prominent. It is understood to be Krishna. So many different ways that we can know Krishna. One of the words that comes up is Shrutavyadini Padam, that hearing. Hearing about Krishna is the highest. This is what Maharaj Prickett wanted. He wanted to hear about Krishna. In fact, in the verse that's quoted in this purport, the last line says, Dasatvatam Gayata Vishnu Kata. So Gayata means singing, and Vishnu Kata means of Krishna. So as he's hearing about the pastimes and the activities of Krishna, he becomes more and more enlivened, and so does everybody there at the assembly. They become more and more enlivened to hear about Krishna, and that guarantees Maharaj Prickett's path back to Godhead. So this is something very rare. There's a verse in the Brahma Samhita, and it goes, the one about the salve of love. How does it start? Chitrita bhakti vilochanena santakstadaiva vidayasho vilokayantam Yam Shama Sundram Achinta Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So one who's always seen Krishna and meditated on Krishna, that when they remember Krishna in their heart, it's like a salve, and at that point we'll be able to see the Lord. So that's our goal. It's very rarely achieved. Bahunam janavanante yanavamam prapajante vasudevam sarvam iti samahatma sadurlabaha. After many births and deaths, one who has actually knowledge can surrender to me, the cause of all causes. So that's what we're aspiring for. That's why Srila Prabhupada set up the classes of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning. And ideally, hearing the Bhagavad Gita at night is so that we can always hear about Krishna, we can always remember Krishna. So, what are some of the ways that we can remember Krishna, because Prabhupada says that this word Shrotav Yadini, that this hearing that everybody wants to hear. He says that 99.5% of the people, they want to hear all the mundane sound vibration. They want to hear the news. As soon as they get up, they want to know, what happened last night? What happened in the news? What did Trump say? And what did this person say? Who's running the Democratic Party? You know, who's suing who? And who got killed? And what is the celebrity? The celebrity got divorced, now he's marrying somebody else. So all this nonsense. But Prabhupada says, our devotees, they don't want to hear all this mundane sound vibration. They're not interested in that. They want to hear about Krishna. So I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I could be a better devotee, because sometimes I'm also interested in hearing the news. But when you think about it, Prabhupada once said that you could do a newsletter about Krishna every day and it would always be fresh. He said, but what do people do with the newspaper when they're finished reading the newspaper? What happens to it usually? Yes. Yeah, they throw it away. Sometimes they'll use it to, like, you know, line their pet's pen, you know. It's nobody cares about it anymore. It's old news. But news about Krishna is ever fresh. So what can we do in our lives? What can we do in our lives to try to come closer to that goal of always remembering Krishna? What are some of the things that we can do? What is something that we can do to come closer? You know, to be able to really focus on Krishna. Come on, you guys. Okay, hearing and chanting. And what's the best time to chant, Divyanga Prabhu?
Anytime.
But what's no hard and fast rule, but what's the best time?
Brahmahurta.
Is that what you're going to say? Pardon?
In the morning,
right. Usually because that's the mode of goodness, right? And the mode of goodness, where it's evil, we're able to concentrate easier. Like, if you get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, what else are you going to do, right? You know, it's like, it's a perfect time to chant. Yes, go, Paul.
The easiest way is by eating prasadam.
Eating prasadam. That's very, very important, because actually that was another point that was made in Narada Muni's life, because he ate prasadam, you know, that was offered to these great sages. He ate this maha prasadam that he was completely cleansed of any kind of material desire. He became completely pure just from that. I remember once when I was in Vrindavan, when Srila Prabhupada was there, and I was helping Kishori wash the plates. Every day I would go there. So after the prasadam was offered to the deities, it would come back, and we would transfer the plates, and then there'd be a line of people at our door, all these sannyasis, you know, all wanting to get some prasadam. So I thought, I think that I'm just going to try to get some of this maha, because it happened so fast that it was hard to get any. So I took this spoon, one of the deity spoons, and it had still had prasadam on it, and I hid it. And so after every, you know, we gave it all, washed the plates and gave it all the prasadam to all the sannyasis and all the people that were waiting, I took the maha off of the spoon, and I ate it. So I felt really happy and privileged and excited that I was able to take that prasadam, you know, that was offered the deities, and that was offered to Srila Prabhupada. So what's another way that we can come closer to Krishna? So we can get up, we can chant our rounds. What's something else? Goringa. 10 in the morning class. Yeah, we want to be able to hear. What else can we do? What is something that Narada did that we can also follow in his footsteps? What did Narada do in the ashram? When there was all the sages there, what was his mom, what was he and his mother doing? They were serving. So your mother and father may have, they may invite, you know, a sannyasi or some nice devotee over to the house, and, you know, they serve them. So if you can also have that opportunity to serve. Remember Kunti, she was so, she served so nicely that she was offered a special benediction. She served this, that great sage gave her a special benediction. What was that great benediction? Does anybody remember what the benediction that Kunti got was? Anybody remember what that benediction was? Yes. It's a time.
He gave her a mantra where she called it any demigod to produce.
Yeah, so taking
the prasadam and serving the devotees. This is a way that to get very, very special mercy. So if you get the opportunity to serve the sannyasi, you know, anything, any little thing, devotees are able to give blessings to us. So it's almost like somebody was saying the other day, I forget who it was, they were giving class, and they were saying that they were traveling with a sannyasi, and they were serving the sannyasi, serving him, but when they got to the place in Bombay, Chaupati, right, when they got to Chaupati, that they would just take all the service. He said he was holding on to the clothes, so, and they were trying to take it away, but he was just holding on to it. He went in his room, and he locked the door with the clothes, but there was a knock at the door, and he opened the door, and the brahmachari ran and stole the clothes and went out, and he wanted to wash them. So that's how eager he was to be able to serve the great devotees. So if we can develop this lolium means intense eagerness. If we can develop that lolium to serve, then it's almost like you can take an elevator, you know, in your spiritual life. It's not anything hard to do. You might ask one of sannyasis, is there anything I can do for you? Maybe I can carry your danda for you. Maybe I can, you know, what would you like me to help with? Or even some of the older devotees here at the temple. You see so many older devotees, right? A lot of Prabhupada disciples. And sometimes they may need help with something. So you'd be able to serve them, and you would get a lot of mercy from that. Okay. So anybody have any questions, comments, suggestions? Yes. Yes.
To be a devotee of Krishna in this life, you know.
That's right.
So it's just something to think about, even at a young age, to cultivate it even amongst your peers, or what to speak of the exalted devotees. But
very good point.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like Sunday feasts. I've noticed there's a lot of younger devotees who want to serve out now. When young, I'm talking about under 10. You know, they're eager to get in their little place and serve. You know, they're serving pakoras, they're serving different things, and you get so much mercy from, there's certain really easy ways to get mercy, and that's one of them. Just serving prasadam to the devotees and greeting them, oh, Hari Bol, you know, greeting guests and greeting devotees, get a lot of mercy from that kind of service. Yes.
Vyam. I just wanted to say that verse, where he takes the prasadam, he said, once, only once, by their permission, I took their prasadam.
Wow.
One time. Now, how many times have we taken prasadam?
Yeah.
So think of it like that. I also have a question. I was wondering, I don't know if you know, but how old was Parikshit when he went to the bank of the river? Anybody know?
I seem to think it was like in his 30s, but I'm not totally sure.
No.
Pardon?
Around 35, 36.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought, in his 30s. So
yeah,
he was a young man, and he could have lived longer. He was able to do that, you know, he had that kind of power. But he decided that Krishna was making this arrangement, that he had 7 days, and how fortunate he would be, you know, to be able to know when he was going to leave. And he would really take advantage of it. And of course, the whole Bhagavatam was spoken, so it was auspicious for him. It was auspicious for us as well. Yes, Jatari Prabhu.
One little interesting thing I was reading in the Bhagavatam, that actually Parikshit requested from Shukadeva Goswami, actually, is it all right for me now to leave my body? And so then he practiced that yoga where, actually, when the snake bird bit him, he says in the Bhagavatam that he'd already... His body was no longer, he was no longer in his body.
He wasn't even in his body.
He wasn't even in there. His body, yeah. I guess, it burst into flames immediately, but he was already gone.
So, yeah.
How Krishna
protected
him. He didn't even have to experience the bite of the snake bird.
Yeah. Yeah, devotee doesn't have to be afraid of death, right? He doesn't have to be afraid of it. It's It's like a blessing, really a blessing. Anybody else? Yes, Jay.
One other thing. Just sure. That you were asking how to remember Krishna, and Vidya Prabhu said we take the shot of once, it makes a difference.
So I was thinking that for a lot of these young kids, like they prasadam once, but I was thinking, how many times do they not take prasadam? So it's not like it's a scale of like you do things for Krishna and you don't, but like what is the preponderance of your activities? Yeah. Is it that you mostly take prasadam versus non-prasadam food?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that you mostly listen to music that reminds us of Krishna or not? Like at some point, like how do we remember Krishna? By putting more of Krishna in the account than the other stuff. And the higher taste will take over. But sometimes we just don't think about that part of it. Like in all of our activities, yeah, we might be attracted, we're teenagers, might be attracted to certain things, but are we also filling the other account up so that Krishna is also relevant and important?
Good point. Because we're not all as lucky as Maharaj Prickett and know when we're going to leave. You know, just like just a couple of days ago, there was a devotee who, I had just seen the Sunday feast, like not last Sunday, the Sunday before. She was from Atlanta, and you know, I talked to her a little bit, and super good health and all that, but a couple days ago, the car apparently that she was driving, she wasn't driving, her sister was driving it, and it just stopped in the middle of the highway, and somebody hit the car, and she was killed instantly, you know? Yeah, yeah. What was her name?
Jyotika,
yeah. So we always have, in one sense, you know, you can't think, oh, I've got such a long time. I've got at least another 20, 30. Even when you're older, you're thinking, well, I got another 10, 20 years, most likely, you know. We have no idea how long we have. So the idea is that we're, you know, we really try to focus on Krishna. We really try to grow, have our love for Krishna grow in everything that we do. And that will help. That will help us, you know. The more you put into your Krishna bank account, the more that we're going to be able to take out the time of death, right? We'll have a lot in the account. We can just draw on it. Okay, something, and you may notice already. I know sometimes you're driving in the car, you're just driving along, and, you know, somebody cuts you off, and it feels like you're almost, something's going to happen. You go, Krishna, Krishna. And you're like, oh, wow, it works. I did it. I remembered Krishna. So maybe you notice that yourselves when something goes wrong, or maybe you don't notice it. And if you don't notice it, that means you're not practicing enough, because whatever we fill our minds with, we fill our hearts with, that's what we're going to remember. Okay, so if there's no more questions or comments, we will stop here. Thank you very much. Yeah. I want to see what I forgot.